Hey guys, turn with your Bibles real quick to me before we get started, to Psalm 133. Psalm 133, guys. Real simple, real straightforward. If you'll read just the first verse with me, it says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." That's what we're all about, of course, every night and tonight. And just jazzed everybody's here. If you want to pull in closer, if you're not uncomfortable with the noise or whatever, then you can do that too. We're going to have a real intimate time and be encouraged and real simple. We're actually going to do our Philemon study next week, though, for the sake of all those who've been here pretty regularly but aren't here tonight. But anyways, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in this place for the glory and the honor of your precious name. And tonight we seek you as you have sought us. We desire to hear from you. We desire to speak to you, to sing to you praise. Lord, we pray as well that you would hear the inaudible praise of our hearts, the stuff that can't be put into words, the unsingable songs, the unspeakable truths that you've revealed to us. And Lord, that your glory would just fill this place, blanket this place, and move freely in this place by your Holy Spirit. Lord, just envelop the hearts of your people, we pray. I thank you for everybody that's here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
You part the heavens, touch the earth. You open eyes to see your worth. And the walls are coming down. And the walls are coming down. And every plan of yours prevails. Lord, your purpose never fails. And the walls are coming down. And the walls are coming down. And the walls are falling now. With a hand of strength and a heart of grace, you are merciful and mighty to save. So pour your power out, let a rising shout echo through the earth as your kingdom comes. Let your kingdom come. Power, we are ready for this hour, and the walls are coming down. Yes, the walls are coming down. You are building up your bride, you are filling her with fire, and the walls are coming down. Yes, the walls are coming down. walls are falling down. With a hammer strength and a heart of grace, you are merciful and mighty to save. So pour your power out, let a rising shout echo through the earth as your kingdom comes. With the hand of strength and a heart of grace, you are merciful and mighty to save. So pour your power out, let a rising shout echo through the earth as your kingdom comes. Let your kingdom come. Clouds are blowing now, and your truth is raining down, and the earth is shaking now with the thunder of your power, and the walls are coming down. Yes, the walls are coming down. There's a shout that's rising now. With a hand of strength and a heart of grace, you are merciful and mighty to save. So pour your power out, let a rising shout echo through the earth as your kingdom comes. With a hand of strength and a heart of grace, you and mighty to save. So pour your power out, let a rising shout echo through the earth as your kingdom comes. Let your kingdom come. As your kingdom comes, let your kingdom come. As your kingdom comes, let your kingdom come. As your kingdom comes, let your kingdom come. Sacrifice. that you give. Forgiven so that I can forgive. Here I stand, knowing that I'm your desire, sanctified by glory and fire. And now I've found the greatest love of all. Is mine since you laid down your life, the greatest sacrifice. Your grace has found me just as I am, empty-handed but alive in your hands. Majesty, majesty, forever I am changed. Your grace has found me just as I am, empty-handed but alive in your hands. Majesty, majesty, forever I am changed by your. In the presence of your majesty, forever I am changed by your love. In the presence of your majesty, 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 majesty. Majesty, majesty, majesty. To you broken, empty me, Jesus, fill me with you. When I'm tired, your strength to live the life that you've called me to. You are the only love I know. You are the only love I know. I will not walk this world alone. You are the you broken, empty me, Jesus, fill me with you. When I'm tired, Lord, I need your strength to live the life that you've called me to. saved. You are forgiveness. You are grace. Here where you found me and saved my soul. And broken, completed, and made whole. And I am new. All things are new. It's a new day. I feel the warmth of the sun. I'm a new creation. The prize you have won. And all things are new. I've come into your love. Changed by your mercy, here on my knees to seek you and worship and know your peace. Knowing my every need you meet, a work you've been faithful to complete. All things are it's a new day. I feel the warmth of the sun. I'm a new creation. The prize you have won. And all things are new. I've come into your love. It's a new day. Of the sun, I'm a new creation. The prize you've won, and all things are new. I've come into your love. It's a new day. I feel the warmth of the sun. I'm a new creation. The prize you have won. And all things are new. I've come into your love. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Take me apart, my broken heart, and put me back together again. Take me apart, my broken heart, and put me back together again. Take me apart, my broken heart, and put me back together again. Take me apart, my broken heart, and put me back together somewhere now. In your arms, in your presence, I can feel your acceptance holding me, Jesus, holding me. In your hands, your protection, I can touch your redemption only with Jesus, only with you, only with Jesus, only with you. And your grace, it's peace, it fills my soul, and your gift, salvation in your Son has made me whole, and I surrender, and I know you're in control.
And your grace,
it surrounds me, and your peace, it fills my soul, and your gift of salvation in the Son has made me whole. And I surrender, and I know you're in control. And your grace, it surrounds me, and your peace, it fills my soul, and your gift of salvation in the Son has made me whole. And I surrender, and I know you're in control. You're in control. In control. You're in control. In control. In control. You're in control. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Jesus, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word, blessed Redeemer, living Word, blessed Redeemer, living Word. God, we just thank you for this, just this night of worship for you, and just thank you for everybody that's here tonight. Just pray that this little bit that Kevin says will bless us all, and that you'll just be with Kevin while he speaks. In your name, amen.
No, I don't actually have much I want to say tonight. As I said, if you were here and you heard me last week, and we were going to be studying Philemon, we are, but next week. This sounds kind of hot. But for tonight, I just wanted to actually read you something, and just in our hearts get back to the basics, as it were. Worship really, in general, and this being worship generation, from time to time we like to sort of take a step back and, you know, just sort of redefine what we're doing. I read this passage out of this book by Warren Wiersbe called Real Worship, and it just floored me. It's just a pretty incredible thing. I wanted to read it to you guys. I wanted to dwell on it. I wanted to pray on the verses it mentions, the situations in the Bible it mentions, and the doctrine it mentions, really, you know, the fundament of worship, the wonder of God, the awe of God. And so, anyways, you can just listen to this, and if I had copies of it, I'd give it out, but I don't, of course. So anyways, he says, "What is wonder? Many words cluster around the idea of wonder. Amazement, surprise, astonishment, bewilderment, admiration, awe, fascination, to name but a few. The word in the Hebrew Bible, his name shall be called Wonderful, as Isaiah 9:6 says, means to distinguish, to separate. So his name shall be called distinguished, separated. It carries the idea of that which is unique, distinguished by difference. In our English versions, the word is translated hidden, marvelous, too high, too hard or difficult, etc. The Greek word in the New Testament's are in the New Testament are similar: amazement, marvelous, admiration, wonderful work, something strange. In spite of all these synonyms, we must recognize the fact that true wonder is not a passing emotion or some kind of shallow excitement. It has depth to it. True wonder reaches right into your heart and mind and shakes you up. It not only has depth, it has value. It enriches your life. Wonder is not cheap amusement that brings a smile to your face. It is an encounter with reality, with God, which brings awe to your heart. You're overwhelmed with an emotion that is a mixture of gratitude, adoration, reverence, fear, and love. You're not looking for explanations. You're lost in the wonder of God.
Some people have the idea that wonder is born of ignorance. The unlearned savage is frightened, then fascinated by the shortwave radio or the jet plane, while the educated tourist takes both for granted. But wonder isn't born of ignorance. It's born of knowledge. The more that truly reverent people know about a flower or an insect or God, the more overwhelmed they are. Scientific or theological facts may give some people a big head, but truths give to the reverent saint a burning heart, a thrilling encounter with God. This is the paradox of Christian worship. We seek the invisible. We seek the invisible. We know the unknowable. We comprehend the incomprehensible. We experience the eternal. Like David, we thirst after God, and we're satisfied and dissatisfied at the same time. Like Moses, we cry out for his glory, all the while knowing that our mortal eyes could never behold God's glory in its fullness. Like Peter, we wrestle with a tension within. We want to follow him, and yet we cry out, "Depart from me, for I am a sinner." "The fairest thing we can experience is the mysterious," wrote Albert Einstein, "in the world as I see it. He who knows it not can no longer wonder, no longer feel amazement, is as good as dead, a snuffed out candle." Emerson was right. Wonder is the seed of science. It's also the seed of spiritual knowledge and understanding. To be surprised, to wonder, is to begin to understand, wrote José Ortega y Gasset. Moses staring at the burning bush and Peter struggling with breaking nets illustrate this truth clearly. Both men were changed because they were amazed by something God did in their lives. Where has this God-given sense of wonder gone? It began to leave us when we started to learn about our scientific world, in which there's a recipe for everything. God was replaced by a formula. Success is guaranteed if you only follow the correct steps. There's an explanation for everything. This is, of course, a false scientific approach because true science thrives on wonder. However, this approach has invaded the church, and we're now the victims of definitions, of analyses, of outlines, of charts, and formulas, all of which can be projected on a screen and taken home in a notebook. The church once lived on the dangerous but exciting edge of miracle. Today, the church has both feet planted firmly on the ground and doesn't dare to venture out where the bushes are burning. Let's just pray. Father, I thank you for those words and the encouragement they are to us, and just how inspirational you are, and all you've done for us, all you've given us in your word, that we can come back to it and know, and we can discern and grab those things out of it. We can see in the people you lay before us, like Moses and Peter. It really does all begin with wonder of you, awe of you, reverence for you. And Lord, just may we be experiencing that tonight as we simply sit at your feet and wonder in amazement at you. Let this night and the simplicity of it be simple for a purpose, and let that be clear to each heart. May we unite under your banner and just have that blessing, that good and pleasant blessing you promise when brethren dwell together in unity. We are unified here tonight, Lord, around your truth. Lord, we just wonder at you in this time. And it's that simple. Lord, just bring us closer and closer to you as we continue to worship. Let us gather underneath your loving embrace and just receive all that you have. And just grow in our relationships with you tonight. We thank you for the gift of song, that we can in some way, in some small way, express our hearts to you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Oh, praise Him. Alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. That sail in heaven alone. Oh, praise Him. Alleluia. Thou rising moon in praise rejoice. Ye lights of evening find a voice. Oh, praise Him. Oh, praise Him. Alleluia. 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 Let all things their Creator bless, and worship Him in humbleness. Oh, praise Him. Alleluia. Praise, praise the Father, praise the Son, and praise the Spirit, three in one. Oh, praise Him. Oh, praise Him. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
In this chorus.
You alone are Father, and you alone are good. You alone are Savior, and you alone are God.
Sing it.
You Savior, and you alone are God. You are the only one I need. I bow all of me at your feet. I worship you alone. You given me more than I could ever have wanted, and I want to give you my heart and my soul.
You are the only one.
You are the only one I need. I bow all of me at your feet. I worship you alone. You have given me more than I could ever have wanted. I want to give you my heart and my soul. You You alone are Father, and you alone are good. You alone are Savior, and you alone are God. You alone are Father, and you alone are good. You alone are Savior, and you alone are God. You are the only one I need. I bow all of me at your feet. I worship you alone. You have given me more than I could ever have wanted, and I want to give you my heart and my soul. You Father, you alone are good. You alone are Savior, and you alone are God. And you alone are Father, and you alone are good. You alone are Savior.
Lift praises to the Lord. Let's use just a minute to sit in silence before the Lord and pray and just hear from Him. Father, in these last couple of songs, just May they characterize the attitude of our hearts to you as we go from this place and into the mission field, the entire world around us, Lord.
Christ, I am in awe of your sacrifice. Holy, I stand in your presence here. I am near to you. Pray, Lord, break me. Pray, Lord, take me. Pray, Lord, make me all I fail to. Christ, I am in awe of your sacrifice. Holy, I stand in your presence here. I am near to you. Pray, Lord, break me. Pray, Lord, take me. Pray, Lord, make me all I fail to be. And believe me if I said that we are the ones who can make the change in the world today? Would you believe me if I said that all of the dreams in your heart can come true today? Would you believe me if I said that life could be all that you want it to be today? Yeah. If I had wings, I would fly, 'cause all that I need, you are. And if the world caved in around me, to you I'd still hold on, 'cause you're all that I believe, and the one who created me, Jesus. Because of you, I'm free. I'm free. Would you believe me if I said that God can make miracles happen today? Would you believe me if I said that you don't need to wait for the answers before you step out in faith? Would you believe me if I said that nothing is ever impossible for God? If I had wings, I would fly, 'cause all that I need, you are. And if the world caved in around me, you I'd still hold on, 'cause you're all that I believe, and the one who created me.